Hi, welcome to Not Another Marketing Podcast, where I'm talking to Mo Abbas, the CEO and co-founder of Acadium, which helps folks start a career in digital marketing through remote apprenticeships. Now, we're talking marketing jobs, we're talking training, and how to get more experience. Thanks for downloading. Now, you need the experience to get the job, but you need the job to get the experience. We've all heard that, haven't we? It's a huge issue when looking at entry-level jobs within the marketing world. How do you get that experience? Well, in this episode, I'm talking to Mo Abbas, the CEO of Acadium, which offers digital marketing apprenticeships complete with mentorship as well, so you can kind of start building a portfolio and getting real-world experience. You can find Acadium online at acadium.com, that's acadium.com, and check in with Mo on LinkedIn as well. I'll leave the links in the show notes, so open those up and tap on those. Can I quickly mention that Not Another Marketing Podcast is totally ad-free? I'd love it if you could give the pod a quick shout on social media and subscribe via your favourite podcast app. Just check out all the links and more podcasts, almost 100 podcasts, at jtid.co.uk/podcasts. Now, the first thing I asked Mo was, why do we want that 22-year-old to have 15 years of experience? What's changed over the years that has led to this?
There's two things that have changed. The first one is that, you know, in the 80s, there were very few people who had a degree. And sure, if you got a degree out of school, it showed that you are an exceptional person, that you know, it wasn't common, and especially for white collar jobs. So you were vetted. Like you were going to be a good candidate because of the tremendous amount of work you put into getting a degree, which is very challenging. Now, with the availability of student loans and the proliferation of junk degrees, so these degrees that don't really do anything, frankly, and people don't even show up to classes and just get by and get this piece of paper. Employers are no longer using the degree as a measure of vetting. Sure. They want to see that you have experience, because experience is a lot harder to, you know, BS than, you know, cruising through a junk degree. So that's one aspect, is the proliferation of degrees and how everyone has them now. The other aspect, and then now, you know, experience is required as a differentiator. The other aspect is around training. So in the 80s and before, when you joined a company, you were going to be there for a very long time, sometimes even for your whole life. And businesses were willing to invest in your training because they knew you were going to stick around.
Sure.
Now, with social media and the easy ability to get apply to job boards and LinkedIn, where you can get headhunted super easily as well, people are switching careers at the drop of a dime. They're always looking for the next step in their career progression, which is often in another company.
Yeah.
So if you're a business and you want to take a shot on someone, you're probably going to go with somebody with experience who can deliver results sooner. Because the reality is, if you take someone and you train them and you do a good job at that, in today's market, they're going to take your investment in them and go get a job somewhere else that's going to pay them more money, right? They're just not very loyal. So those two factors combined now are making businesses ask for experience where they can get more immediate value out of hires and get a better signal on the quality of the hire.
Yeah, because if you go back as far as the 80s, you'd kind of like have some sort of progression, wouldn't you? You'd hire a junior who would get mentored by a senior colleague, and then when that senior person left to go and do something even bigger, then the junior would take over, and there was kind of like almost some sort of hierarchy, and people were learning on the job, and you didn't need a degree, did you?
Yeah, it's a different kind of beast right now. It's a much more fast-paced. There's a lot less loyalty than there was in the 80s. And that's a really big one. I, as an employer, we actually had this conversation internally. You know, I had someone on my team who was older, and they were under the belief that we should be training and putting more effort into training, that we should hire people that maybe don't have as much experience, but we'll train them up. And then my rebuttal was like, I like that idea, but that only works if they're around for a certain amount of time. And what ended up happening is, as you expect, you know, it's risky. Like, some will stick around.
Yeah.
But many did not. Many just took that, and they literally took the experience, that little, that training you gave them, to go get a higher paying job, right? So you kind of shot yourself in the foot in a way.
Yeah. It doesn't help with social mobility, does it really? Because if everybody's expecting to join the workforce with a degree, that does, to a certain extent, because of not just finance, but attitudes as well, I suppose, stop an awful lot of people from actually fulfilling what they can do, doesn't it?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's if when you look at the apprenticeship system, you were obligated to spend, it depends which trade, but quite often it was like 5 to 7 years as an apprentice in the trades. So your master would get a tremendous, you were underpaid for most of that time, right? So the master was like, you know what, I'll invest in training you because, frankly, I'm getting a good deal and on your labor. And very quickly you became, you know, decently productive. And then by the end of the apprenticeship, you're essentially a master. And now you can earn significantly more wages as a master. So that worked really, really well. Yeah. Right, like it was a good investment. You know, businesses would invest in their apprentices, and the apprentices stuck around long enough to return that investment. It's just not the case anymore.
Sure. I think if we move into the world of marketing, I remember going back a long time ago because I'm old, and like a marketing job would be an ideal spot for somebody who has not gone to university, but maybe did higher education, maybe got in the UK, we would call them A-levels, right? So it'd be like just out, it'd be sort of like qualified up to the age of, say, 18 years old or something. And that was the ideal person for the junior marketing position. You didn't need a degree back then. Do you think too many people are going to university?
Yeah, I mean, now you have marketing degrees at a university, and frankly, they're just not very good. I mean, you know, marketing is a trade that changes very rapidly. So, and it's all about hands-on experience. Like, you can learn about how to run a Facebook ads, but then you really have to manage a significant amount of money in Facebook ads in order to know the nuances about cost per clicks, what's a good value, what's bad value. SEO is another example. Sure, you know you should title things properly, but there's a big difference between, you know, knowing what to do and then actually ranking a page on the first page of Google for a keyword. So with marketing specifically, it lends itself to work, you know, the training is significantly, well, in general, training is better with on the job training is the best form of training, but this is even more so with marketing because it changes very rapidly, and the theory aspect of it is not super applicable when you're actually doing the work. It's, you know, you need that experience.
Yeah. Do you see marketing becoming a bit more sort of like specialized? So you would maybe get that marketing degree, but then you would dig in a little bit further and you maybe become an expert in, I don't know, content or data analytics or SEO or user experience, something like that. Is it becoming more niche?
Yeah, so it depends. Absolutely. So, you know, we train more marketers than any school in the world.
Sure.
You know, on our platform, Acadium. So what we've seen is it depends on, like, there's a bit of a variation. There's some businesses that require a specialized role. Like, I need you to be a content writer, right? And that's what I'm looking for. I know content is a key strategy for my company, so I'm looking for a content writer. A content writer does not need to know how to run paid ads. That's a different skill set.
Sure.
And then there's another type of marketer that's more of a generalist, which is also in demand, where they know a little bit about paid ads, they know a little bit about content writing, they know a little bit about email marketing, and they're able to run these campaigns and also manage contractors as well. So they kind of act like almost like a CMO, but they're more like a generalist in marketing. So I am seeing the specialization in digital marketing, and it makes sense. Like, in order to run paid ads, it makes sense in a few domains, like paid ads, where, frankly, if you're a performance marketer, you're a performance marketer, and that's what you do.
Yeah.
And you're not also a social media manager, because that's a different skill set altogether.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I'm a small business, I would expect my marketer to do a little bit of both.
Yeah, I think it's really easy to waste money on Google Ads and Facebook Ads, isn't it? It's really easy. So you really need to know what you're doing.
You know, I call performance marketing crack cocaine for startups.
Yeah.
You know, we were very heavily dependent on performance marketing, and it works, but then it doesn't work. It's kind of like you have to go to the drug dealer, which is Facebook or Google, and you know, you get a hit and you get high and you feel like, oh my God, I got this growth. It's so amazing. But then you go back again and the price changes and they make you run through more hoops. And, you know, you end up being addicted to this thing called performance marketing at the mercy of the drug dealers who, frankly, on a way, they don't care about you. You're just like another, you know, addict to them, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Not the best way to go, which is why a lot of businesses on Acadium, you know, they come to Acadium because they're not necessarily looking for performance marketing. They're looking for more organic. They're looking for content. They're looking for smart human beings to help them grow their business. So they get an apprentice through Acadium and, you know, helps diversify their marketing channels or double down on channels that they know are working.
So tell me a little bit more about Acadium. How does it help that young person who's got no experience and needs experience in a certain field? How does it help them gain experience and in a real sense?
Absolutely. You know, so it's a two-sided marketplace. And for our apprentices, they're before they come to Acadium, they're caught in a catch-22. They want to launch a career, but they don't have enough experience to get the first job.
Sure.
But they can't get experience without that first job.
Yeah.
And nobody's willing to train them and mentor them right now. And, you know, they have different options. I guess they could do like an unpaid internship, which frankly they're not the best option for them. And they don't really work that well. But in Acadium, they can come to our platform. They can do coursework. They can do an apprenticeship with the business. And specifically, our apprenticeships are structured and regulated. They're 10 hours a week for 3 months. It's unpaid. And the exchange of value is help for mentorship. So we're very explicit in our marketplace. A business can either pay and get one of our trained apprentices. You know, they wouldn't be an apprentice anymore at that point. They're not trained marketers to help them for pay. And they don't have to provide the mentorship the same way they would to their apprentice. Or if they're more cash constrained, like a small business owner, and they're, you know, small business owners wear multiple hats, they're cash constrained, they need help, but they don't have a lot of money. So what they do is, in exchange for help from their apprentice, they give them mentorship. Now, this is structured. You know, they provide ratings on the work, they provide structured feedback to their apprentice, they even give them a certification through our platform at the end of that. So it enables apprentices to get training, work experience, relationships with businesses, confidence, which is what they absolutely need to know that they could do this job, and hiring opportunities. 50% of apprenticeships lead directly to a hiring opportunity with the mentor they're working with, and many more take that experience to launch a career. And I'll give you an example of an apprentice out of Canada.
Sure.
Kaylee. She was a sound technician.
Right.
COVID hit, you know, no more concerts were happening. And she'd always wanted to be a content writer. So she started doing some content writing on the side, did a bunch of courses, couldn't really break into the industry. And then she discovers Acadium and she's like, you know what? I'm going to get some more experience. She's super talented, good human being. She did one apprenticeship. She got lucky. After her first apprenticeship, her mentor hired her in a full-time capacity for content writing. Now, the story doesn't end there. So Kaylee did such a stellar job for this business. She actually got promoted to director of marketing for their Canadian operation.
Yeah.
And now she's even looking to bring on an apprentice herself. Now, this is someone who within 1 year was able to double their income and launch a new career in digital marketing because of Acadium. And that's a remarkable thing.
Yeah. How much does this cost the young person?
It's totally free, actually. Right. Yeah. So it's free. We just look for people. You know, our mission at Acadium is to accelerate economic mobility. We want to enable anyone with an internet connection to launch a new career. And we believe that with this mobility, we can increase overall prosperity. As you know, the economic divide is getting worse and worse. And yeah. The underprivileged are the ones that are getting the most crushed. Yeah. And a lot of them don't have access to these training opportunities. So, you know, they get left behind.
So you think this can help with social mobility, do you think?
I think absolutely. We have seen this help with social mobility.
Because that's really important. That's really important, isn't it?
It is important because it's getting worse. You know, yeah. The cost of education is getting higher. The outcomes are getting worse. And not only that, we all know that if you get a post-secondary degree, as bad as it is, it does lead to, generally leads to higher paying careers.
Yeah.
But what that means is it's because you can use that to get a job. But what if you could get a job regardless of where you live in the world, regardless of your socioeconomic status? What if you get access to that same training opportunities, right?
Yeah.
What kind of world would that look like?
Yeah, because I think you mentioned unpaid internship, and that's a big bugbear of mine. I think it should be banned personally. But I mean, that is kind of, you're only appealing to the people who have basically got parents who can fund them, yeah?
Well, the thing with unpaid internships, and I think it's very problematic, and we actually, people say, oh, well, your apprenticeships are unpaid. But what we're really, part of the thing that we're solving is unpaid internships, because yeah. They're unregulated. You can spend 40 hours a week with yeah. a business that has no right to, doesn't even mentor you. You could be doing work unrelated to your career. They can trick you into promising you a job. They can make you travel and have out-of-pocket expenses. You could be trapped in the unpaid internship cycle forever. You could displace full-time employees as well, right? Like people sure. will use unpaid interns instead of hiring someone full-time. So we saw all these problems and we said, you know, there is something very powerful about work experience and the unpaid internships. There's millions of them around the world. And so there's obviously a great demand, a far greater demand for work experience than there exists supply.
Yeah.
So how do we enable an equitable trade of value while also solving these problems that exist in unpaid internships? And that's where we came up with the structure of an apprenticeship. You know, we cap it at 10 hours a week, capped at 3 months long. There's coursework, there's certifications, the mentors are vetted, there's an apprenticeship advisor. So we take, you know, all these problems that existed and we solve them in our marketplace.
Yeah, so it's not cheap, free labor, which I think is what a lot of internships are. And you've got a lot of big companies who are basically hiring cheap labor, free labor.
Yeah, well, we don't have any big companies on our platform. They're all small business owners. They provide the mentorship or the partners or a key person in the company. It's a one-on-one relationship. It's not a corporation to intern relationship. And they're all monitored. So the businesses are rated by their apprentice. And if they're not providing an adequate training experience, we remove them from the platform.
Gotcha. So you keep an eye on the mentors. You train the apprentices. Can the apprentices kind of use the work that they're doing as an apprentice to kind of like build a portfolio to show to other companies and other businesses?
Absolutely. Our mission is economic mobility. We want them to take this experience and get a job. And actually, you know, a big part of our product roadmap is to enable more and more paid work in Acadium. So you can imagine a future where someone, we're now focusing on digital marketing, and it'll be like that for a while, but a future where someone who doesn't have any training or experience can come do coursework, can do some, you know, some small tasks just to see if they like this kind of field, can then jump into an apprenticeship. And then from there, it can directly progress into a paid opportunity within Acadium. And then even they can even advance themselves in paid work through Acadium as well, because we'll have performance data on how they're doing. So we're creating a direct bridge between education and employment.
Yeah, so can people kind of like try different things? Can students try different things? Because I think you may never have, I don't know, you may never have written content, you may never have recorded video for social media or something, but when you do, you think to yourself, you get the bug, don't you? Particularly when you're in your 20s, you get that bug, don't you? And you get bitten by it and you just want to, that's what you want to do in life.
I think a really big problem with the education system is people are committed to a four-year degree in a career path when they're 18 yeah. years old. They don't know what they want.
No.
They don't know anything. They're not. Their brains are literally not fully developed until they're 25, right? So that's a misnomer. And in Acadium, what we found is some people, you know, they think they like digital marketing, but they don't. And yeah. the cost of trying is so low, right? Like, it's such a low risk to them. They don't have to travel. They don't have to commit money. They don't have to, like, you know, invest 4 years of their life into a career they don't like. So it allows people to test career paths in a very low friction kind of way.
And is Acadium global? Or is it just kind of like Canada, US, maybe a bit of Europe and that? Is it global?
It's a global company. We are English speaking. You know, we have liquidity in the UK, US, Canada, you know, Australia, English speak Europe. But it is a global company. You know, we have apprentices in Africa. We have apprentices in Asia, in South America, in North America, in Europe. You know, the apprenticeships are remote, which, you know, I think is in today's world was we started well before COVID. We just, you know, the world just happened to go remote afterwards. But even if it wasn't, you know, the mission of Acadium is economic mobility, and that means access. And by limiting to certain geographies, like, you know, like a physical institution, you are going to be hard-pressed to provide access to the people who need it the most.
Yeah, it's all about opportunity, isn't it, Mo? That's it. If more people were given opportunities, more people would be fulfilling what they can do, wouldn't they?
Well, that's just it, you know? And so what does the world look like when anyone has this opportunity, right? So there's a saying yeah. that talent is universal, but opportunity is not. And we're just trying to provide this opportunity to more people who are super talented and who are driven. And just, they need that experience and they need that relationship.
So if I was 22 again, I wish I was. If I was 22 again and I wanted to become social media expert and I was going to use Acadium, what's kind of like the process? How do I join up? What do I have to tell you?
Yeah, you just come to our website, you create a profile. You know, you want to do a good job with your profile because that's essentially your identity in Acadium. And then you apply to the marketplace with your profile. We actually review all the applications. So every profile that comes in is reviewed manually. And then we accept or reject depending on, like, if you have a lot of grammatical errors in your profile, you know, we can tell you're just not going to take this seriously. So you're going to get rejected. But other than that, you get accepted into the marketplace. And now you have full access. You could do, you know, if you don't create a profile, you still have access to our coursework. So if yeah. you just wanted to learn about digital marketing, by all means, it's super fun and easy courses that are available on mobile. So you could do them on the go. They're in bite-sized lessons. So that's super popular, we find. And then if you do like what you're learning, you can then progress to an apprenticeship. We're also rolling out a new feature. And this is the first time we talk about it publicly, called micro tasks.
Right.
We don't know how it's going to turn out. But for some people that may not want to enter a full apprenticeship, they just want to, you know, just dabble and see if they like this kind of field and, you know, just even test the waters. They can pick up tasks and get feedback on specific tasks. You know, like, you know, create a social media blog or a post. Right. And so it's a very easy entry point into what then could become an apprenticeship. And then, so, but, you know, a candidate could do courses, they could do these micro tasks. So there's like a super easy as the courses, easy as the micro tasks. Intermediate is an apprenticeship. You know, it's challenging. It's a 120-hour relationship. And then the hard mode is, I'm ready to get paid work. Acadium, can you help me get paid work? And we have a program for that too.
That sounds really interesting because a lot of marketing is lots and lots and lots of little things to do, isn't it? It's micro tasks, as you say. It's lots of it in marketing.
Yeah, we're excited for this future. We think it'll allow more people access and be more frictionless for people just to get started. And for businesses as well, they can post these micro tasks and get like instant help pretty much. So we're excited. You know, we just want to make a platform where anyone in the world can come launch a career, and ultimately on the other side for businesses, where any business can come and find entry-level talent.
Yeah. Do you offer feedback and things? You mentioned about folks filling in their profile, and which I suppose is kind of like a little bit of a CV, isn't it, I suppose. Do you offer feedback to folks about their profiles?
I mean, we do. We can probably do a better job at that because I have noticed some people got rejected and they're not super clear why. Hmm. So I think we can do a better job at providing feedback when people don't get accepted to the marketplace. But in the actual work, when they are in the marketplace, the key exchange of value in the apprenticeship is help for mentorship. So they must get feedback on the work they do from the businesses they work with.
Yeah, I've got you. All right, brilliant. Well, it sounds fascinating. Tell us, where can we find Acadium? Where can we find the website, social media, bits and pieces?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can search Acadium on Google, Acadium. You'll go to acadium.com. It's totally free to sign up for candidates, for businesses. We want to make sure that this is a platform that can help them succeed. So they can sign up and they book a call with one of our reps who walks them through and makes sure that, you know, the expectations are lined up and that they actually need the help from an apprentice. So if you're a small business owner and you could use some extra help and you're tight on cash, come to Acadium. Or if you are somebody looking to launch a career in digital, we welcome you. We're mission-driven, community-focused, so we're here to help people.
Brilliant. I'll leave some links in the show notes so that everybody can connect up with you in that. Mo, I really appreciate the chat. Good luck with it, because I'm a big believer in all this social mobility. I think there's a lot of talent out there which is missed, isn't there?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hosting me.
Yeah, thanks, Mo. Cheers. Thanks again to Mo for his time. Don't forget to check out the link to Acadium in the show notes. If you've enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe for more. There's much more on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Google. It's everywhere. Your favorite podcast player will have a link. Just search for Not Another Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening.